Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to a new episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to conclude the series on transformation and asking ourselves the question, are you ready? Last week we went a little quick. I accidentally set the time wrong for 15 minutes rather than 30, so I'm going to go ahead and do a quick recap of last week's session. Again, we talked about transformation being a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. And when we are at times going through transformation, especially me, myself, it's very uncomfortable. You have these different emotions that try to come your way, and sometimes they begin to try to consume you. And so we talked about last week on not allowing bitterness to consume us. We are looking at Ruth chapter 1. And we were speaking on the passage verses 11 through 13 where Ruth had began to allow bitterness to consume her. She allowed that emotion to consume her because she had lost her husband and her son when they had went to Moab due to a famine in their hometown. But she had began to let this bitterness consume her. And bitterness is like angry, hurt, or resentfulness, a type of pain that you experience from a bad experience. And so she began to allow those emotions to consume her. And so we can't let our emotions consume us when the Lord is transforming us. Oftentimes we know that God is doing something in our lives and we can feel it. We sometimes don't know what it is. We just know that he is working. And so sometimes we have to push past our feelings and not allow our feelings to take control over us. Sometimes we need to get a reminder from somebody that lets us know, hey, what's up with you? You've been tripping. So what's going on? And so sometimes we have to make sure that we are staying aligned. Well, we have to always make sure we are staying aligned with the Word, but we can't allow our emotions to consume us. I expressed earlier in the series that it's okay for us to have emotions. God gave us emotions. But when we begin to allow our emotions to consume us and begin to cloud our thoughts and begin to have us change the way that we make decisions, and that's when the problem began. Naomi's emotion was consuming her so much so that she had lost hope for herself. When the Lord is transforming you, he is doing the work. And so when we allow him to do the work, it may not be what we want him to be doing. It may not feel good, but we have to know that there's always hope in him. As long as we are aligned with him and doing what he wants us to do and allow him to do what he does, sometimes we want to do God's job. We want to tell God what he should be doing in our lives and what we want him to do and how we want him to do it. But when we are standing on his foundation and following his leading, we have to make sure that we are doing what he wants us to do. And Naomi thought so much so that the Lord was against her. She thought that his hand was against her because her husband had died and her sons had died. She was in another country. And she had lost these individuals. And we must understand that her husband was her protection, her provider. Her husband was her person that she can count on. And then when he died, her sons, they were the people that was her protection and her provider. So it's not saying that she didn't lose someone that she really cared about, that she really needed. But thank God. Sometimes we think that we want to hold on to people and things that we think are the only way that can help us to get what we need. God will provide us with the things that we need whenever we need them. He will provide us with the people and the resources. So as long as we stay aligned with him, and when he's removing those people from our lives, when there are some people that died out of our lives, they are no longer in the season to be in our lives, We have to let those people go. It's okay for us to mourn and grieve the relationship because we were in a true, genuine relationship, and you may really miss the people. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you are staying focused on where you are going, because everyone that is with you now, they will not make it with you where God is taking you. And so we have to make sure that we allow God to do what he does, allow him to do his job so that we can move forward in doing what we have to do. We also discussed not going back to what's comfortable. This was speaking of Ruth and Orpah when Naomi was trying to encourage them to go back to a place where they would be able to find a husband, because she said that she wouldn't be able to have another son, and if she did, they would have to wait until the son got grown in order for him to be able to marry them. And so we don't want to begin to try to figure things out in our own mind and go back to what we know and go back to what makes sense to us. Or we also don't want to accept the advice from people that is not following what God wants us to do. It's not necessarily saying that they are giving you bad advice. It's just not the advice that God has for you. It's not the plan God has for you. Just like Peter was telling Jesus that he wasn't going to die on the cross, and then Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Jesus wasn't calling Peter Satan, but Peter was trying to take Jesus outside the will that God had for him. And so when we are getting different information from people, and when we are allowing people into our lives and into our personal business, we have to make sure that the advice that they are giving us, that we are following the Lord and accepting the advice that they're giving us, that we're not just accepting everyone's advice and encouragement, because although it may not be bad, although it may not sound bad, it may not be what God has for you. And then finally, last week, we talked about not letting discouragement trump your determination. Ruth was so determined that no matter what Naomi said, she was not going to turn back around. And that's how we have to be. We have to be so determined to fulfill the will of God in our lives. We have to be so determined to go through this transformation process that no matter what anyone does, no matter what anyone says, it will not deter us from going forward in what God has for us to do. Ruth was going into the unknown. Ruth did not know. She did not have a husband. She was going with her mother-in-law who didn't have a husband, but yet she was still so determined and so connected with her that she was not willing to stay in her hometown, in her comfort zone, where she possibly could have found that protection and that provision. But she was determined, and we have to get that determination in our lives, regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what comes our way, regardless of what people are saying about us. We have to get to the place to where we are determined to fill God's purpose and plans for our lives. We have to stop being deterred by what people are saying. We have to stop being deterred by the discouraging voices that come from our family, the discouraging voices that come from our coworkers, the discouraging voices that come from our husbands or wives, our boyfriends or girlfriends, whoever the case may be. We have to stop being deterred from being determined to do what God wants us to do. We must understand that everyone is not going to understand what God is doing, because we don't always understand what God is doing. And so we have to get to the place to where we are determined to go through this transformation process. So then I ask you this question again this week. Are you ready for God to transform your life? Are you mentally ready to go through this transformation process? Are you physically ready to go through this transformation process? Are you spiritually ready to go through this transformation process, the process that God has for you to go through? And so that brings us to this week's text. We're going to be speaking on verses 19 through 22 of Ruth chapter 1. And verse 19 reads, "So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, 'Can this be Naomi?'" So number one, in order for us to be ready for the transformation process, we have to know that everyone is not going to recognize us. We cannot be surprised when people do not recognize us. Oftentimes when God begins to do things in our life, it will cause people to talk. I'm not going to say that it's not. It will cause people to talk, and there will be some people that will be talking, that will be genuinely for you, some people that will be rooting you on, some people that will be supporting you. But then you also have to recognize that there's going to be those voices that's just talking just to be talking. And some people are not going to realize and recognize what God is doing in your life, because it's coming from an ordinary person. It's not coming from someone that is high educated or has a high class or is known by everyone. But what God is doing, he is taking you, the person, the ordinary person that you are, he is taking you and he is getting ready to transform your life so much so he is getting ready to remove, he is getting ready to add into, he is getting ready to move you into a place that people are not going to recognize that it is you. They will be surprised that God is going to do what he is doing in your life. And it's because people have minimized God. It's because people have minimized God and what God can do. They have minimized God and they have minimized the God in you. And so people are going to be surprised at what God is going to do in your life. This transformation is so powerful. It's so powerful that people in your family, people that you grew up with, people that have known you for your whole life will not recognize you. You think you had it bad now when people say that you think you're holier than thou or whatever the case may be, but yet God is about to do something so miraculous in your life. He is getting ready to use you so powerfully that people are not going to recognize you. You have to remain focused. You have to remain focused and determined in doing what God has called for you to do. So many times we get so stirred up when people begin to talk, but what God is saying is, I need you to stay focused on me. The town was stirred up because Naomi had come back and they didn't recognize her. When she left, she had her husband and she had her two sons. When she comes back, no husband, no sons, but then she had the Moabite woman, which was her daughter-in-law. And so she left one way and came back another. And so we have to get to a place to where God started you off one way, but he is taking you to a whole nother place. And so we have to get to the place to where we are able to walk in the flow of God and do what he is calling us to do, as well as have people talking and keep our focus on him. We must understand that even though they were surprised, it doesn't say that it was a negative surprise or a positive surprise. It just says that they were surprised and the whole town was stirred. And so, again, like I said, every voice is not going to be negative. There will be some people that will be rooting you on. And let me take a pause there. You might want to stop expecting certain people to root you on just because they saw you walk from a babe to where you are now, or they were some people that prayed for you when you were still out in the world. Quit expecting certain people to root you on when there is a certain crowd that will prepare and that will prep you. This certain crowd will support you from day one, have been supporting you from day one, have been praying for you even when you did not ask them to pray for you. This certain crowd sees the genuine God that is in you, and they love what God is doing in your life, and so they are supporting you. And so we have to stop expecting our friends and our family and the people that we grew up with and everyone from our hometown and the people that we think should be supporting us. We have to stop expecting that and then get mad when they don't do what we think they should do. We get mad when they don't show up to something that we're having. We get mad when they don't ask about something that we're having. We have to get over all of that, because what God is doing in your life, you don't have time for pettiness. You don't have time to listen to those voices. You have to stay focused on God and what he is doing, and stop worrying about if it's going to get done when he has already told you that it will get done. And so we can't be surprised when people don't recognize us. Transformation, again, is a drastic change. And this is not just on the outer appearance. This is something spiritually. This is something physically. Don't be surprised when people are surprised by the way that you talk nowadays. The Lord will transform your language. He will transform your language. Your communication will have a form of maturity that may seem as if you are highly educated, but it is what God is doing in your life, and he is transforming it for you. You thought it was a hindrance for you, but what God is about to do in your life is something drastic, and you have to be mentally ready. Again, we must understand that everything that we do is for God's glory. Everything that we do is for his glory. So don't get it twisted and begin to think that it's us. We have to stay focused on him and do what he has called for us to do. And so don't be surprised when you're not recognized. They question, could this be Naomi? Could this be Naomi? So in their own words, it could be her, but then again, it could not. Could it be or could it not? So I ask you the question, are you ready to walk across the stage and people not recognize you? Are you ready for the voices of people to say, could this be her? No, this isn't her. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for God to do this transformation in your life? The transformation has already begun. This is a season that a lot of us are in right now, and God has begun to transform our lives, and we have begun to experience the loss, and we have begun to experience the gain, and we have begun to experience those voices, and we have begun to experience people trying to give us advice that isn't what God wants us to do, and we have begun to experience people asking, is that her? We have begun to experience people trying to discourage us from what God is doing, but this is all part of the transformation process, and what God is saying is he is saying, I need you to stay focused on me and do what I have called for you to do. I am taking you somewhere greater because there are people that I have aligned for you that will listen to what you have to say the way that you have to say it because you have not leaned to the right or to the left when it comes to my word. I need you to stay focused and preach what I have told you to preach. I need you to teach what I have told you to teach. I need you to equip people. I need you to encourage people because my kingdom is coming and I need my people to be prepared. And so they cannot be prepared if you are not prepared. And if you cannot do what God has called for you to do now, you cannot do it later. And so we have to understand that transformation is in process now. This is not something that is coming. Transformation is now. God is transforming our lives now. Our emotions have began to go out of whack, and we have been going left and to the right with our different emotions and mood swings. But what God is saying is I need you to stay aligned with me. I can control all of that. But it's when you act out of your emotions is when things begin to mess up. And so we have to get to the place to where we are ready. We are in this transformation now. This is not something that's coming. So we should be ready. And if we're not ready, we should fall to our knees and ask God, God, prepare me, help me. I know what you are trying to do in my life, and I surrender to you. I have messed up, but I want to get it right. And so it's not too late for you to get in alignment with God. We can always get in alignment with him, but we need to get on board for what he is doing in our life. When we resist him, it pushes us away from what he is trying to do in our life. It makes things worse. Transformation is not easy. It's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. And so we have to get to the place to where we are being aligned with what God is wanting us to do. And so verses 20 and 21 says, don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. And so in order for us to be ready for transformation, we can't be surprised when we're not recognized, but we also have to embrace who God has given us. Naomi came into the city, and she come back to the place, and they did not recognize her. They said, could this be Naomi? And Naomi said, do not call me Naomi, which means pleasant. Call me Mara, which means bitter. And Naomi is still saying that the Lord had brought her back empty. However, the only thing that she didn't come back with was the people that she left with, the people that she started with, which was her husband and her two sons. And so now she wants to be called bitter because she come back to a place where God was. She came back to the place where God was providing for his people with a person, a woman that she got in the country where she was. Get back to that. She started off with her husband and her two sons, yet she's coming back with her daughter-in-law. She wants to be called bitter because she doesn't have her husband or her two sons, yet she has her daughter-in-law. We have to embrace who God has given us. We cannot continue to linger and grieve over the people in the process that God has taken us through. We cannot linger over the people that have been removed from our life and forget about the people that are in our life. God had given her Ruth, and Ruth was so faithful, loyal, and dedicated that she was with her during this time. We must understand that Ruth must have been feeling some type of way with having her talk like this, knowing that she was still there with her. But yet, Naomi still considered to linger on saying that God was against her because she did not have her husband and her two sons. We have to get to the place to where we have to stop wanting God to keep people in our life for a lifetime, people that we have started out with, people that have always supported us, people that have always been there for us, people that was always around, and we didn't have to worry about anything because it was those people that provided us with everything we needed, so we thought. God is our ultimate provider. So whoever God provides you with, whoever God gives you, you will have what you need as long as you embrace who he has given you. If you continue to dwell on those people that he has removed from you, if you continue to dwell on the people that he is still trying to take from you, but yet you are still trying to hold on, if you keep trying to hold on to that stuff and making those people your God rather than allowing God to be your God, we will be in a situation as Naomi, calling ourselves bitter rather than pleasant. But when we are in the will of God, when we are allowing him to do it, whatever he does, whoever he adds, whoever he takes away, wherever he takes us, whatever he does in our lives, it's all for his glory and it's all part of our process. And so we have to embrace who God has given us. And we cannot embrace who God has given us until we let go of what he has taken away. We have to get to a place to where we stop. And stop thinking that everyone is going to be alike. Naomi was nothing like her Ruth. I'm sorry, Ruth was nothing like Naomi's husband nor two sons. She was totally different. Number one, she was a woman. They were men. She couldn't provide for them, for Naomi, no more than she could provide for herself. Yet her son and her husband and her two sons were able to provide for her. But yet we get to a point to where if we embrace who God has given us, God will do such a thing in our life that is so miraculous that everybody will then really begin to talk, because it's not with someone from an ordinary standing. It's not from someone that's from Bethlehem. It's not from someone that knows the culture. It's not from someone that has been around and know the traditions, know the language. It's not from someone that we can depend on all the time. This is from someone that knows nothing about where she is. She knows no one except Naomi, but yet she was so dedicated. And when we allow people that God is bringing into our life, when we embrace them and allow them to do the work that God has for them to do in our life, then we will get to a place to where we will be at peace. We have to stop trying to control those people that God is bringing in our life, trying to make them do things the way that we want them to do them or the way that the last person done them. But God is saying, who I have given you is who I have given you. I have given them for a purpose. They have something that only they can give you, and if you do not allow them to give it to you, you will be missing your blessing. And so we have to get to a place to where we are embracing who God has given us. And so let's look at verse 22, the last verse of chapter 1. It says, so Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, we can't be surprised that we're not recognized. We have to embrace who God has given us, but we also have to know the season. We have to know that the season of transformation is not the season as any other season. Transformation, there's some things that's changing. There's some things that's leaving. There's some things that's coming. They entered into Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Barley harvest was one of three harvests. So when you see barley harvest coming, you know that there are two more harvests ahead of you. Barley harvest is just the beginning of what God is getting ready to do in your life. Barley harvest, what you are seeing right now, is only the beginning. God said, I am just getting started on you, but I need you to act like you know what season it is. Barley harvest is the season where the harvesters can go in and they can begin to pull the barley. So what God is doing in your life, the blessings that he has for you, they are there. You can go in and get them, but you have to know what barley harvest is. You have to be able to recognize the season that it is in your life. We have to stop acting like we are so bitter and discouraged by the people that God has removed and begin to embrace those blessings that God has placed upon our life. It is the beginning of barley harvest. So barley harvest hasn't even been around for a long time. It's just getting started. So what God is doing in your life, he is just getting started on the overall picture of what he is getting ready to do. So what God wants you to do is he wants you to embrace the season that you're in. He needs you to fall on your knees, get up before him, and begin to surrender. Tell him, God, during this transformation process, I know I have gotten a couple things wrong, but God, I surrender to you. I want your will. I acknowledge that you have removed some things and people from my life, and I acknowledge that you have added some things and people. I know the season in my life is barley harvest, God, and I am ready for everything that you have for me. Because as I go through barley harvest, I recognize there's another harvest that's coming up, and I'll be ready for that harvest as well. And then, God, the fruit harvest, I'll be ready for the fruit harvest. And we must know that the fruit harvest is also connected with the olive harvest.
And the olive harvest, we know that the anointing is in the olive. And so when we get to the place where we can embrace the beginning process, the beginning harvest, then we'll be able to go through the process and get to the end harvest. And so we have to get to a place to where we are embracing what God is doing in our life. The harvest is there. The harvest is for you. Your harvest is there. Will you embrace your harvest? Will you go out and get your harvest? Will you get what God has for you? It is only for you. It is not for anybody else. And so you have to get to the place to where you are recognizing the season and doing the work that God is calling you to do. You cannot wait for somebody else to qualify you. God has already called you and anointed you. It's up to you to begin to do the work he has called for you to do. You cannot wait for other people to cheer you on or root you on. You have to get to the place to where God is calling you. You have to get up in a humble posture and do the work. We have to quit coming with these excuses about things that we can't do and places that we can't go. We serve a mighty God that wherever he is sending us and whatever he is calling us to do, he will equip us. But it's not until we recognize the season that we're in. We are in a season of working. God is calling us to do his work. It is time for us to stop sitting down. It is time for us to get up and do the work that God has called for us to do. There are so many broken people in this world, hurting people in this world, and we have to stop playing pity parties with ourselves and do the work that God has called for us to do. God has equipped us. We have to quit trying to get groups of people to go with us. God has called you. You better go with who he is sending you with, and if you got to go alone, you better move forward. God is calling us to recognize the season. So many of us don't recognize this season of barley harvest because we're looking for the fruit. You have to get through the first two stages before you get to the fruit. And so we have to get to a place to where we are not so accustomed to living life in an ordinary way. We have to get to the extraordinary. We have to allow God to do what he is doing in our lives. It is barley harvest. It is the beginning of barley harvest. We have to acknowledge that we know the harvest is there. The harvest is there. So what will you do? There are people that you will minister to. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be preaching. Whatever God has called for you to do, there will be people that you will specifically minister to that a lot of people have been trying to get to. But when you go to that person, they will receive Jesus because it's a way in which you minister. It is a person that God has set up for you. It is an avenue that God has set up for you. The what God has called for you to do, each and every aspect of what you are doing will be blessed when you align yourself with him. Know the season. We have been in this transformation season already. It's not something that's coming. It's something that's already here. Everything that you went through, everything that you went through on your job, at your house, with your family, in school, everything that you went through was to prepare you for where you are now. Don't think that you are not equipped to do what God has for you to do. Don't think that you have to go to a particular school or that you have to be equipped by a particular group of people. God has prepared you. You are prepared. You are prepared. Will you do it is the question. We have to stop saying that we're waiting on all these different confirmations. God has confirmed it to you on multiple occasions. But we're waiting for other people to authorize us and other people to approve us. It's okay for you to have mentors. It's okay for you to have accountability partners. Everybody should have a pastor, you know. It's okay to have those things. But when we get to the place where we are waiting on them to approve us, we cannot do that. God has equipped you. And to take it a step further, when God has equipped and prepared you, your pastor will recognize it. At least he should. And so it's not something that you're just doing, just jumping out on a limb. You have to make sure that you're covered. But at the same time, when God equips and prepares you, your pastor should know it. You should be getting covered in prayer. And so we have to get to the place to where we are going through what God is taking us through. Each and every aspect, we have messed up some things, but God is saying repent and move forward. Next week, we're going to start a new series called Positioned. Life in the unknown. We're positioned, but we're living this life. We're going through the process in the unknown. God is taking us some places that we have never been, doing some things that we have never done. So it scares us. But next week and next month, we'll talk about that, being positioned, life in the unknown. Amen.